With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a Formula One car? Thoughts bouncing off each other faster than you can say, to-do list. Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a way to hit the brakes, find some calm amidst the chaos, and actually enjoy this crazy ride called life? Today, we're diving into mindfulness. Not some mystical mumbo-jumbo, but a practical tool for finding focus and peace in your daily grind. Think of it like this. Our minds are constantly bombarded with information, notifications, anxieties, dreams, you name it. It's like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Mindfulness is about stepping off that tightrope, taking a deep breath, and simply observing the world around you without judgment. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a meditating monk or spending hours chanting in lotus pose, although, if that works for you, more power to ya. Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment, no matter where you are. It's about savoring that first sip of coffee, truly listening to a friend, or noticing the details of a sunset. Those little moments we often miss while scrolling through our phones. Here's the deal. There are 5 key takeaways from mindfulness that can seriously level up your life. First, mindfulness helps you focus like a laser. Ever felt overwhelmed by a project? When you practice mindfulness, you train your brain to stay present and resist distractions. Think of it like training your mental muscles. The more you practice, the stronger they become. It's about clearing the clutter in your head and focusing on what truly matters. Second, mindfulness reduces stress and anxiety. Life throws curveballs, that's a given. But mindfulness equips you with the tools to handle those curveballs like a champ. When you're present, you're less likely to get caught up in worrying about the past or stressing over the future. It's about accepting things as they are and finding calm within the storm. Third, mindfulness boosts your emotional intelligence. Ever notice how some people seem to navigate their emotions with grace and ease? Mindfulness helps you develop that same emotional awareness. You learn to recognize your feelings without judgment, understand their triggers, and respond in healthy ways. It's like having a superpower, the ability to control your reactions instead of letting your emotions control you. Fourth, mindfulness improves your relationships. When you're truly present with someone, you listen more attentively, empathize deeper, and connect on a more meaningful level. It's about putting down the phone, making eye contact, and being fully engaged in the conversation. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is the secret sauce to building stronger, more authentic connections with the people who matter most. And finally, mindfulness simply makes life more enjoyable. By appreciating the small things, a warm cup of tea, the sound of laughter, a beautiful sunset, you cultivate a sense of gratitude and contentment that radiates through every aspect of your life. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments, savoring each experience, and creating a life filled with meaning and purpose. So, how does this all translate into real-life situations? Picture this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming, feeling completely defeated by the time crunch. But instead of letting frustration take over, you practice mindfulness. You focus on your breath, notice the changing scenery outside your window, and maybe even listen to a calming song. Suddenly, that 30-minute commute becomes an opportunity for relaxation and reflection. Mindfulness isn't about avoiding stress or negativity. It's about learning to navigate them with grace and resilience. It's about training your mind to be present, focused, and ultimately, more fulfilled. Remember, the key is to start small. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe, observe, and appreciate the moment. You don't need any special equipment or fancy techniques. Just your own awareness and willingness to be present. So go ahead, take a deep breath, and step into this journey of mindfulness. Trust me, your mind, and your life, will thank you for it. And as always, keep striving for clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.